In today's episode, we are talking about how you can really begin to overcome exhaustion in your business and your life. I know I'm talking to a lot of women out there today who might be overdoing it and trying to figure out what do I need to do to feel better. We're going to be talking about it in today's episode, so I'll see you on the inside. If you are a female entrepreneur who is serious about starting, growing, or scaling your business, but you are really finding it challenging to make the money that you want to make, or you're finding that the resources, maybe even the technology, and even some of the gurus are really just more expensive and cost more than you really want to spend right now, but you know that if you had the resources that you needed, you can really thrive in your business. If that's for you, then this podcast is for you. My name is Dr. T, and I am proud to be one of the co-founders of CCOClub.com and CCO Club Podcast, where we are building a space and a community to be able to serve you. But get this, we are much, much more than just a community. Our goal is to create an ecosystem where we have our own engagement, we create our own technology platforms, we are creating our own shared spaces, some TV channels, and even much, much more. And we want to be able to do that with the very women who want to connect with us, because what we know is that we can always be stronger together. So if that's you, make sure you hang out to learn much more about what we have going on, and we will see you on the inside. Hey there, this is your girl, your sister, and your mentor, Dr. T, coming to you with another episode of CCO Club Podcast, where we are talking to women all over the world who are working a business, trying to do some things different, and just women believers who just want to hear some good news that really can just bless you, because we talk about faith, focus, and finances over here. And today's episode really just came to me based on a call I was on earlier today. And there was a sister that was on that the thing that she said that really struck me and that really like stayed in my spirit was she said, "I'm tired." You know, when you get to that point where you are tired, but past just the physical exhaustion, like you're exhausted in your soul. I have unfortunately had the opportunity to understand that based on some illnesses that I've had to overcome, based on, you know, just some sleep challenges, just some things where it's like you are in this constant state of exhaustion. You know, that really happens when you are a new mother, oftentimes where your baby may not be sleeping through the night and you are running on, you know, 2 hours sleep here, 2 hours sleep there, you know, staying up all night, and you just like your whole entire soul is exhausted. And then you just wake up one day and realize that your baseline is exhaustion, right? That you're perpetually tired. But also what happens when you are tired in your business, right? You are tired in your spirit. You're tired because you haven't heard from God about the direction that you should be going. You're tired of rote things. You're tired of being the fighter. I was on a different call earlier today, and I was telling a girl, telling one of my sister friends that from a post that I had seen on Facebook, or it was on social media, Facebook or Instagram. At one point it was like, how did we say it? It said, "God, I don't want to be one of your soldiers this year," right? Like for real, like I want to tap out. I want things to be slower. I need things to be, you know, turned down. I need things to be a little bit better. And so, you know, I look at that and I think about, right, like getting older and how it is like you can get tired. And I'm going to say this, you know, for, you know, whomever is listening, regardless of your nationality, as a black woman in America, it is a challenge with the things that you want to do, the business you want to create, the job that you want to have, the impact that you want to make. It's a challenge in the United States of America, at least. It might be like this all over the world, but I only live in America, so it can become a challenge. And it can be a lonely world. It can be daunting at times, but it is something that I think together with the right community, we can get, you know, the right support. So the question is really, how do we deal with that? Well, one of the first things that I think that we have to do is we really have to sit back and understand and begin to recognize what's actually going on. Oftentimes, I think what happens is we are going, and we're not taking the time to slow down to listen to our body. We're not taking time to slow down to listen to our mind, our spirit. And I think that that's why COVID was so challenging when like the world pretty much shut down. COVID was so challenging mentally for a lot of people. That's not the only reason, but it definitely was one of the reasons. And that we had to sit with ourselves, and you didn't have the things that you normally had to do to keep you from your own thinking and to keep you from slowing down or sitting down or not doing. And we didn't know how to deal with it. And I think that as we have been, you know, what, 3 or 4 years past COVID, we are looking at, you know, mental health in a different way, which I think is absolutely fantastic. But I think that we have to get back to this point of understanding like what's going on, and we have to recognize we don't always want to sit with ourselves, right? We don't always want to sit with our own thinking, right? Especially as, again, women, we're doers, we make things happen. We want to make folks comfortable. We're caregivers, we're leaders, we're mothers, we're sisters, you know, we're the matriarchs of our family, of our community, of our churches. And it just becomes this overwhelming thing because we are always on and can never be off. And how do we really get past that? Again, as I said, the first thing is we have to recognize that that's where we are, because sometimes things are happening and it's manifesting itself in different ways. It might manifest itself in headaches that you're having all the time. It might manifest itself in weight gain because you don't ever take the time to just eat properly, or you're always so much on the go. It manifests itself in frustrations, maybe frustration with family members because the kids are slowful or this is happening. We got a schedule to keep because we're always going. It can manifest itself in depression, right? It can manifest itself in weight gain, if I haven't said that. It can manifest itself in so many different areas. And then we're trying to figure out what's really going on. And oftentimes it's because we're tired. We're tired and we're really exhausted. I remember my pastor said one time, one of the biggest reasons why a lot of people that want to do business don't end up doing it is because they're exhausted, simply because of that. And we are just like, you know what, I'm hanging this up because this is for the birds, because I'm just tired, right? You have to do it all on your own. You need money to make money, or else it's going to take you way longer than you anticipated because you need the money, but you got to use the money to make money. So it becomes this, you know, this circular reasoning sort of thing. And I think that we have to get ourselves, first of all, to the point where we recognize we have a problem. You know, they say that the first step is to recognize you have a problem. Admit that you had a problem, right? Is that first of all, I'm tired and this is what's going on. And it's manifesting itself this way. But the reality of it, the root to it, because that's what I always like to get to, the root. I don't, whenever something is going on for myself, I'm frustrated, I'm irritated, any negative emotion, I want to get to the root of the emotion. I don't want to get to the cause, the thing that caused that emotion. Right? Maybe somebody said something that caused me to get frustrated. Maybe something happened that caused me to feel a sort of way. I don't want to look at the cause. I want to look at the root to the cause, because that might have just been the straw that broke the camel's back. Right. And all the while, I just kept piling things on top of where I was until something broke. Right. And then I'm misguided into thinking that thing that broke the dam was the problem. And that's not the problem. That's the symptom. That might bless somebody right there. And so that's something that I think is very, very important for us to begin to realize. The next thing I think that's important for us to do, especially those of us who are high achievers, we're visionaries, we are go-getters, we're hustlers, we're fighters, we're underdogs. You know, that's, in a lot of respects, that's a good thing. But oftentimes, as we get older, it's a recipe for disaster. And here's why. It's because the things that we utilized for ourselves to help us through seasons in our younger years is not the same thing we need to do to get us through the seasons of today. And because of that, we get frustrated not knowing how to do something because we never took the time to build the skill set, right? The new skill set that we needed to get through our today because of what we used to do in our yesteryear. I'm going to say that a different way. I have been a fighter my whole life, but right now I don't have to fight. And so if I'm in a situation where I need to figure out how to get through it and my modus operandi, my knee jerk reaction, the first thing that I do is start fighting. And then I wonder why the reaction to my fighting is different. It's not because the people are wrong and because of their response to my fighting. I might have to look at the fact that for this season and for this thing, I don't need to fight anymore. That can be that it could be like that for any part of your life. If you're an athlete, you're always an athlete, but we can't necessarily as you get, 30 years past high school, you can't do the same things over there. And then we still want to keep that ideology. I know I'm talking to myself right now. Want to keep that same ideology. And the reality is that we need to do something different. We are going to be smarter. Watch this. We are smarter by shifting and learning something new, more so than if we were continuing to try to do the same thing that got us where we are today. The things that got you to where you are not the same skills that'll take you to the next level. And we have to stop trying to fight for that to be the case. We have to learn some new things in a new season. And one of those things that I think that we have to learn is slowing down and stopping. I was literally just before I got on and recorded this podcast, I was having a conversation with my goddaughter and she was asking me what I did today. And I was like, nothing. And I said, I don't even understand. I said, and I don't know how to do nothing. I said, it is hard work to do nothing because I've never been in an extended season where I've had to do nothing because I said, I'm living my life on medium and I'm putting things on pause. And because I'm deciding to do both of those things, I'm twiddling my thumbs and I don't even know how to do it. It's challenging. And I told her, I said, what I am learning is that in order to learn how to do things on a low level for me, for Dr. T, I have to learn how to do nothing first and then add to it. Because that's just how my brain works. Because I work in extremes, I'm like, okay, well, then I have to learn how to do nothing. Then I got to put something on top of that nothing. And she was like, well, you don't have something small that you can work. I said, I don't know how to do nothing small. You guys know that I paint abstract pictures. And I'm looking at two that are in the room that I'm in right now that I've done. And I think that they are probably a 24 by 36 or a 36 by 48 or something. And I said, I don't know how to paint on small. All canvases, they intimidate me. And she said, well, she started laughing, like, you're gonna have to learn. Like, I don't know how to do that. Same thing. I don't know how to do something small. I go bigger, go home. And I don't know how to do things. And so she said, well, you're gonna have to learn. And that's what the season is about, is learning how to do things on a smaller scale. Is learning how to say no when you've always said yes. Is learning how to just lay there and do nothing when guilt comes into your being, into your spirit, into your thinking, and be able to get past that guilt. Because to me, that's a trick of the enemy, is to learn how to do things on a different level, because we actually have to learn it. This is not something, I'm not used to doing nothing. I'm not used to being, to resting. I'm not used to taking time off. I'm not used to being on pause. I'm not used to doing things on medium. I don't know how to do any of this. So it becomes very challenging because this is a new way of living. But if I want to stretch out my life, if I want to stretch out what God put me on this earth to do, if I want to stretch out my time here, I'm going to have to learn it because of the season. It's a different season. And one of the other things we have to do is we have to learn, my goodness, we have to learn how to be kind to ourselves. We have to learn that it is okay to not allow yourself to feel guilty. It is okay to rest. It is okay to say no. It is okay to do nothing. It is okay to pause. It is okay to say, I don't want to do that right now. It is okay to say, you know what? This is what I was going to do, but I don't feel like doing it anymore. It's okay. It's okay. And we don't allow it to be okay because of how it feels to us. But I'm telling you, the devil is a liar and the truth is not in him. We have to learn something new. And I believe that I'm speaking to some of us out here who are trying to do a new thing. We're trying to put and what's going to let me say it again. We're trying to do a new thing, but at the same time, we're trying to put old wine into new wineskin. We cannot do it. We cannot do it. We have to do something different. And I know it said, you know, we're trying to put new wine and old, you know, old wine and new wineskin, new wine and old wineskin. The reality is that we have to do something new. Either way you flip it, it's something different. It's something new. And I believe that God is challenging us to do something new. Maybe what I'm going to do is start an accountability group to help us and talk to us about how to slow down. That's a flip, right? That's something different. That's looking at it from the other perspective, right? Instead of trying to run 3 miles, maybe I'll do yoga. Oh my God, I know I'm saying something now. Maybe I'll do something that is going to challenge me in a different way, right? Where it might feel like, you know, if I'm not sweating like I used to do over there, then I'm not working out. Well, that's not true. You're just doing something different. You're absolutely doing something different. And I think that we have to begin to be doing those types of things because we are tired. So the question that I want to, or questions, because I don't know, because this one is done off the cuff, you guys, no notes. I'm just freestyling right here. The question I want to ask myself is, am I tired? And if I am tired, where am I tired? We could do this. This happens. And again, as I said at the beginning, in our personal lives, this happens in our business. You can be doing business for so long and based on whatever circumstances might be your reason is that it's just not happening the way you want it to happen. It's not happening the way you want it to happen. And I'm going to tell you the two things that are the absolute most important. If nothing else, I know I've said traffic, and I'm going to tell you these two things will help the traffic, is you need time and you need money. That's just the bottom line. I'm telling you guys, if don't go into entrepreneurship because you just want to make more money. I'm going to tell you, as I've said before, keep your job and let it be your business partner because you're going to need time and money. You're going to need time and money. You got to build that foundation. I talked about that on a podcast a few podcasts ago. You got to have the right foundation, and you're going to need time and money. And what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to get to a point where you can lean and depend on you, right? As opposed to other, like if this sale doesn't happen or that sale doesn't happen, well, what can I do? We got to just figure this thing out differently because it's going to take time, and that time can wear us thin, especially if you've been doing I've been doing everything that they say. I've been doing all this. I've been doing all that. Sometimes it's not about what you're doing. It might be you just listen to the wrong person. That might set somebody free right there. You might just be listening to the wrong person. You might have to take a couple of steps back before you can take a couple of steps forward. Because what I want us to do, if we're talking about business, I want us to be able to set up a business that if I choose to not work for a year, my business doesn't slow down. If I choose to not work, do I have systems set up well enough that if I choose to not work for a year, everything is going to be all right? I want systems to be set up so well, and I want to have my list be so on point that if I need to make an extra $10,000 to $20,000, I just need to go to my email list and I need to let God lead me on creating another program. Because then once I know I send it to my list, they are always looking for the word that God puts inside of me. That's what I want to do. And that's going to take time. Right. That's going to take time. And it might not be like one guru you're following. And what I'm saying is it might be you got to take a little bit here and take a little bit there and take a little bit here and a little bit there to put your thing together to allow it to work. Right. But reality is you have to take the time and you have to do it in a way that you're not going to run into exhaustion. That's why I always say, whenever you're trying to do something, you got to ask yourself, can I keep up this for a year? If I do just this right here, if I do what I'm doing right here for my business like this, can I keep up this for at least a year? And will I not hate it? Will I not burn out? Will I not be exhausted? Because if those things come about, then something is wrong. And I don't even want you to say I could keep it up long enough to hire somebody, because if something happens and you have to wait a little longer to hire somebody, it could still burn you out. I don't want us to get burnt out doing what it is that we're doing. I want us to feel loved. I want us to feel the excitement and the joy. I want us to be in love with what it is that we're doing. Again, I've said this before. One of the reasons why I joined up with my girls with CCO is because I get to do what I absolutely love to do. Do you guys understand that if I don't do anything, again, I'm saying I did nothing. If I don't do anything, I can do my podcast. You know why? Because I love it. I absolutely, positively, beyond a shadow of a doubt, love it. I'm going to start doing video podcasts soon. I'm just being lazy about it and trying to make sure that's something I want to embark upon again. But I absolutely love it. I love it. And then I can then do courses and have people come and I can pour into people. I love that. That's not work to me. So then I have to say, I have to build my life. I have to build myself around doing just that, because that's what I love, absolutely love to do. And so And if that takes for a while to get there, to make it grow, it don't bother me, because I love doing it. And when it's supposed to take off, it's going to take off. God is going to let that happen, because I know I have decided to get very, very skinny on exactly what it is that I do very, very well, and ride that till the wheels fall off, because I don't want to be exhausted anymore. I don't want to be tired anymore. I would rather team up with some people that you have this part, I have this part, let's ride it till the wheels fall off, because I just don't want to be exhausted anymore. And that's why I believe that we are stronger together. I hope and pray that there was something that I said today that gave you confirmation about what it is you should be doing for yourself, for your mental, for your spirit, right? For your soul to not be exhausted, because I want us to win while we're on this side of heaven. I don't want us to keep being in these states where things are going wrong all the time. I want us to have these seasons where things are going right, right? And I know that God will continue to bless us throughout this time. So I hope there was something that I said. Make sure you head over to ccoclub.com/podcast. You can scroll down to the bottom. There is a button on there. I think it's an orange button, where you can leave me a voice message right there. I'll read it on the air, unless it's something that's just directly for me, because I want to hear from you guys. You guys be blessed. And I love you guys, and I hope to see you on the next episode. Hey there, before you take off, we would really appreciate it if you clicked on that follow button, even download this episode, share it if it was something that you know would be meaningful for another friend, because that is really what's going to help this podcast grow, so that we can continue to give you fantastic content. Thanks so much, and we appreciate you following.